This is Douglas. I'd just like to introduce Hazel Khan. Hazel is a radio broadcaster who lives in the Long Island, Connecticut area. And Hazel, can you just take a short moment to introduce yourself, what you do, and
Yes, I'm Hazel Khan, and I'm hoping that some of our conversation today will find its way onto Tidings. And Tidings means bringing news from elsewhere. I have these listeners, the audience in my part of the world, and I'm wondering what you all think that they need to know about Afghanistan that they don't know. Is there some one thing that maybe bothers you that you think people don't understand or you would like them to understand better about you? What should we tell them?
سوال خط برای این برنامه ریدیویش که اگر شما یک پیغام داشتین که بگوین و شنیدگان این ویدیویش یک چیز بگوین که چون که بگوین مردم در اونجا هیچ نمی کنه برستن یک چیز بگوین که شاید اونها توجه نمی کنن یک چیز بگوین که اونها باید توجه کنن Yes, okay. Ali has a message for listeners, either themselves may be young enough to consider signing up to the US military, or parents with children of military age who may be considering sending their children, allowing or giving the blessings to their children to come be a soldier in Afghanistan. Ali says, don't come. Don't send your children here as soldiers. Don't believe the propaganda that soldiers come to establish democracy or freedom. The method the soldiers necessarily need to use here in Afghanistan is the method of war and killing. And you will suffer losses for nothing. So the message would be if young people are considering joining the army, do not join the US military. If you have children who are thinking about coming for very good, noble reasons and perhaps noble intentions, don't send them.
Stay home. Stay at home.
Yeah.
Stay home.
Very good, very good. That's an important and profound message and easy to understand. Just don't do it.